This is an inside look on the film Ex Shaman and its relation to the current status of Brazilian indigenous peoples. Ex Shaman is a social commentary and drama documentary written and directed by Brazilian filmmaker Luis Bolognesi. The film has a very cinematic film style, and it is not like a traditional documentary. It has very minimal dialogue and mainly includes sparse scenes of real conversations. The film starts off with a quote from the French anthropologist and ethnologist Pierre Clastres, in which he says, "Ethnocide is not the physical destruction of men, but the systematic destruction of their way of living and thinking. Whilst genocide assassinates people in their bodies, ethnocide kills them in their souls." The film presents a Brazilian shaman, Perpera, along with his community amidst complex changes. Perpera is part of a Brazilian indigenous community called the Paiter Surui, which live in a small region in the northwest Amazonian basin of Brazil in an area of about 500,000 acres. This region occupies space in the actual states of Mato Grosso and Rondônia. The Paiter people were first contacted by people of Western societies in 1969. They were contacted by extreme evangelicals trying to proselytize them or force Christianity upon them. In the 1980s, a massive developmental program called the Polar Noroeste program was created to pave over 1,500 kilometers through the Brazilian Northwest, including right through the Paiter territory. Because of this program, as well as many other outside forces working against the indigenous populations, there was a domino effect of outcomes that affected this community. On the forefront of these issues, the Paiter community is shifting away from its own culture and adopting some aspects of Western life, and is also being robbed of their land due to illegal logging and demarcation of borders. The shaman Perpera is struggling to maintain his and his community's identity as well as manage the balance between tradition and change. Shamanism is the oldest form of human healing, and the shaman of a community is one of, if not the most respected members. They are seen as religious leaders or priests and are believed to have magical powers that can heal the sick. Perpera is slowly losing his role and cultural identity as members of his community turn to Western medicine for newly occurring health issues. In one scene, two men from the community are discussing a health issue in which a woman was taken to a hospital to treat a snake bite, and one of the men says that they should bring Perpera to the hospital because he is a shaman and could call out and talk to the spirits. The other man responded and said, well, the preacher would not like that. This scene is important because it shows how not only is Perpera experiencing role confusion, but the individuals in the community are also divided between traditional healing and Western healing. Another major issue for the Paiter tribe that was featured in the documentary is the invasion of their land and deforestation. One scene shows a group of men from the tribe discussing what to do if the loggers come back, and they decide that they will confront the logger men, and if they do not leave, they will set fire to and burn their equipment. In addition to that, the invasion of land and large Western migrations of people from the rest of the country has caused adverse health effects to the Paiter people. For example, their immune systems have not been exposed to many other germs. Contracting foreign illnesses is a risk for a community that is increasingly unable to isolate itself from the modernization brought by white people. Because of this, disease brought by colonizers and invaders killed a large portion of the Paiter population. In addition to germs, uncontrolled migration has drastically reduced their sustenance availability, provoked violent confrontations with colonists who have invaded their territory, and increased demarcation of indigenous land. So, circling back to the Polar Noroeste program that was founded, from the years 1982 to 1987, the Paiter people have lost over half of all their territory. To recap and bring it back to the film, I wanted to go back to what I mentioned previously about the cinematography of the film, which is very unique and is what caught my attention. The part of the cinematography that makes Ex Shaman stand out as a social critique and drama documentary is its use of juxtaposition to show the effects on this indigenous community that has recently come into contact with the Western world. Through this lens, we see the struggles that Perpera faces as he slowly becomes stripped of an important cultural identity and tries to maintain the kinship and traditions of the community. We also see his and the indigenous people's fight against the invading of their land, infringements of rights, and detrimental environmental impacts.